Kids now.
Capital 263.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You're listening to My Two Cents. It's your boy Elliot Twist, and I am joined here by the co-host with the most. Y'all should see her right now.
Oh,
she's
my God.
She's in a state. She's in a state. Yes, co-host with the most.
Yes, this is. Wow, I've forgotten my name.
You've forgotten your name?
Yeah, you know what, I met a guy.
Oh, you met a guy.
Guys, I met a guy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I was not ready.
And how did that go?
I was not ready. No, I'm just saying that God took his time with some people.
Yeah.
Like, he really, like, was like, let me take my time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a make this masterpiece.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj.
Oh my, no, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, nigga?
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
Even though some of
I'm just
plastic,
saying, I
think,
guys.
I think he gave the man an idea.
Lucy Tembegwayo. Yeah. If you have not seen Lucy Tembegwayo.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like in life right now, like, he's become a standard of measurement. Like, now, it's going to be like, when my friends are trying to hook me up, I'm gonna be like, "How? So on a scale of 1 to Vusi,
yeah,
you know, what? How Vusi is he?
how
Vusi
this,
is
so
he?
So this is, you a thing now.
He's a measurement.
He's
a standard.
He's
a unit of measurement. Do you understand? Oh my God. Oh.
So what? Nine Vusi what? Vusi meters.
Yeah.
Vusi meters.
Just Vusi, don't spoil it.
Seven Vusi meters.
Seven Vusi. Don't put the meters. Like, don't mess up his name.
Vusi meters.
Vusi.
All right. But then, all right, you know I'm straight, right?
You what? I'm straight.
I'm straight. So yes. I can't get all googly-eyed over
okay.
Vusi too. But.
Yes.
Just know that I respect the man. Like, I follow the guy. You know, I've heard some of the talks that he's done. And for me,
his brain.
Yo, yeah.
His mind. I was.
This is brilliant.
Know, this morning, I was actually saying,
What happened?
I posted it because, like, I was like, okay, look, you know what? I want to do this thing because, like, National Entrepreneur Forum, da da da. It's in line with my work, like, well, my day job. I'll write an article about it, whatever. And I was, like, secretly, like, low key, really excited, like, ooh, Vusi, ooh, yeah. You know, because I've watched him, but, like, I was kind of like, oh, you know, it's kind of cocky, you know, kind of thing. I don't know. I seem to have a weakness for that. But anyway.
Yeah.
I then posted, like, online to say that I have such a brain crush on this guy. Because I have a huge crush on his brain. Just the way he thinks.
Yeah.
But when he then gave his talk today, it was 90 minutes that changed my life.
Wow.
Changed my life.
Yeah.
Because he speaks from a place... He's very knowledgeable. He does his research. You know what I mean? So it's not like just, it's not just empty words. It's not motivation. It's not just like motivational.
Guys,
like,
motivational.
Ah, guys, no. I tell you, there is a land of milk and honey.
Wow.
Let's keep it moving. You know, no, there was none of that. Like, he was, like, he just got, like, facts, like, on his fingertips. You know what I mean? And you can see the 10,000 hour rule. Like, he's done 10,000 hours a couple of thousand times, you know?
Yeah.
And he just knows his stuff. And he spoke to me. I mean, there were so many quotables. Let me see if I can, like, whip up so many quotables. But, like,
yeah, hit me with some of the quotables.
About,
I wonder what his daily, did he even share what his daily routine is like?
No, it wasn't even like that. Yo, he came to teach.
Yeah.
He came to teach, guy. It was like, it was class is in session.
Yeah.
An hour and a half of class.
You think people got it though?
Guys, like, some people, like, I think people got it.
X. And then after the talk was going to, but he's really cute though.
And he is really cute. Can I just explain why I'm so affected? Because when I then saw him.
Yeah.
It was a mirror or so. Like, my skin. Like, I was just, I was affected in many ways. Because, anyway, back to what he was saying.
Yeah.
One of the things he said was, okay, don't hire people on the base of skill. Neither the base of talent or the base of attitude. Because the thing is, like, if you hire someone based on their attitude, everyone, look, have you ever gone into an interview with a bad attitude? No.
No, yeah.
Even for your 3-month probation, you always have a great attitude. Hey, guys, hi, how are you doing? We're here at work.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, like, skill can be taught. Talent is God-given. Attitude can be faked. But it says, and the thing is, most of us, meaning employers, don't know, we weren't taught on how to interview for character. Because when you hire a person, you should hire based on character.
Right.
Because character, you can teach skill. You can teach them how to do stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like, you can't teach character. What kind of character are they? Are they visionary? Can they, do they put, you know, like, and that spoke to me.
Do they have that heavy intrapreneurial quality that they can bring into the company and like work and their own magic within the confines of the company? Do they have that?
Soon after that, he then also then hit, you know, hit us, hit so many quotables, hit us with the statement of, don't hire people who've never started a business before.
Ish, that is profound.
And it's funny because at the A group, that's actually a rule.
That's profound.
Our rule is that you can only work at our firm if you are starting or have your own business. I have had to let people go because they are not entrepreneurial minded. Mm-hmm. And you know, he had a very interesting point because he was like, look, the best people are the ones who know what it takes to start a business, to grow a business. And that way, even if at the end of the month salaries are a bit late, they're probably not going to be the first ones to ask you because they understand.
They understand.
They're part of the process.
Exactly.
Not like you should get into the habit of
not paying people.
Not paying people, but just basically how
how they familiarize with the mechanics kind of helps with how they process everything that's going on
exactly
within the company, and they kind of like foresee the expected the outcomes, right?
Yes.
The expected outcomes.
Yes.
Based on what will be going on and everything.
And then he also spoke about how, like, this was now Fayaz King, right? So Fayaz King is a COO, so Chief Operating Officer of Econet.
Oh, okay.
And so Fayaz King was, like, he said this statement was pretty controversial, got quite a bit of traction on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I kind of, like, low-key resonated with what he was saying, but he was saying, don't pay employees for attendance, like just for because he gave this really interesting notion that, you know, we go to school,
yeah,
and the whole thing is, what we go to school and the whole place you go, you mark register attendance, and out of all of that you must come back with a certificate, right? When you go to school, you go to school so that you can come back with some kind of certification,
yeah,
saying yes, I finished my
yeah.
grade 7, yes, yeah. I finished, you know, high school and all that
yeah.
stuff. So we get into this habit of just attendance. So you have employees who just go to work, go through emotions every single day. And month end, they want to get paid.
Right.
But he's like,
continue.
So he's like, ideally, you shouldn't be paying people for attendance. You should be paying for results.
That is true.
Because attendance is not success. Having someone attend and be at work and do whatever doesn't necessarily mean that you are successful, that there are results. If there are no results, it's not like, he's not saying like don't pay people, but he's just saying basically this is how you think, like it, everything should be results oriented. That's why you get paid. So even that's why, that should be the reason why you work. Work for results.
But do you think we have that kind of a culture like locally that that encourages employees to exercise their entrepreneurial qualities within the business? That's, that is hire them. I think we mostly have a stomp this person down kind of a mentality.
Yeah. The nature of contracts, if you go through most like standard employee contracts, you're pretty much not allowed to do anything. Nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Outside of your 8 to 5.
You basically have to wait for instructions on how to think.
Not really. Like,
yeah.
I mean, but I mean in terms of like, because your question is like, are you, number one, do our current, does our current employment environment allow for people to be entrepreneurial on the side? Most people are anyway, whether you give them the space to or not. But then also getting people, I don't know if it's completely the employer's responsibility to get the employee to think in a certain way, which brings us back to something that Vusi had said of how the hardest thing for any entrepreneur is vision transferal.
Mm.
Getting people to think a certain, to think your way, to think a certain way,
to buy
into the vision, and to think a certain way, and to change their mind. That was actually the phrase that Kib used, and this was spoken about by Lance Mambondiani, this was spoken about by Fayaz King, by Vusi, and everyone was saying the same thing, that, you know, getting people to change, as if you can't get someone to change their mind, get them to change their mind. Like, that's how important it is to your business.
Wow.
To get people to buy in. And it's the hardest thing to transfer your vision. And there's something else that he said that really spoke to me. And this really resonated with me. I put it on my WhatsApp status. My team, I realized most of my team read it. I don't know how they felt about that one. Yeah. But it's the truth. He was like, as an entrepreneur, I won't always have the time. Actually, I don't have the time to give you all the instructions you need.
That's true.
I actually don't have the time to sit down with you and take you through everything. I need you to be able to think. Which brings us back to another point that he raised, where he was talking about how you have to be able to give your people the room to make decisions in your absence, or to make a call in your absence. Empower them enough for them to do things, because you become a bottleneck. You've been to a store where you go in and it's like, oh yeah, can you do this, whatever, and then they'll have to say, oh, but my boss is not here, or we have to speak to the manager, that already is hurting your business. Not empowering your employees hurts your business.
But you know what, I agree with what you're saying. I had a boss whereby he would not let me make any independent decisions. Like, the one time I made an independent decision, he flipped on me. He was pissed off.
Wow.
And he's like, why didn't you tell me, idiot? Why didn't you tell me that this is what you were planning? Because in his mind, he was thinking, well, now that I'm making decisions by myself, I'm now thinking that the company is mine, and or I want to take the company away from him, or something of that sort. So I think that it is something that I feel like needs to be somewhat embraced a bit more, allowing employees to make decisions by themselves. But
yeah.
Hey, there's this thing called human nature that we're always constantly fighting. There are these things called insecurities and, you know, trust issues within the workspace. So it gets a bit difficult.
It is difficult. It's also, I think, the responsibility of the entrepreneur. Sorry, this topic got me so excited because, yo, guys, I don't know, like, starting and running a business in Zimbabwe is the hardest thing in the world. Starting and running a business in general is like madness. I don't know. It's
suicide.
Tough. It's not easy. So, like, I feel like as entrepreneurs, you have to really change your thinking, because they're talking about how, like, when you start a business, start with the intention to disrupt. And if you're going to be a disruptive business, you have to think a certain way. You have to adopt design thinking. You have to adopt journey thinking. You have to be able to shape your mind.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to teach and impart. Otherwise, you will suffer from these insecurities. But, like, if you're confident in who you are and in your vision, and you're able to translate that, when your team makes... So, for example, I'll use an example from my own business. Our project officer for Little Entrepreneurs, her name is Vicky. And Vicky is a really bright young mind, recent graduate from UZ. And she... I just sort of threw her in the deep end. She'd been a volunteer with the program for a while.
Yeah.
Since we started Little Entrepreneurs, she's been a volunteer. And then when eventually she then got promoted to being project officer...
Yeah.
I sort of just threw into the deep end. I was like, well, you've seen me put these camps together for the past year. You do it. I'm busy. And that was it. And I'd be like, email people, get it done. Just get it done. I don't care how you get it done. Get it done. These are your targets. This is what we want to achieve. If you need help, just send it through me. But I can't really hold your hand on this one. Just get it done. And it was difficult, because it actually, what you don't see is that it took a year for me to transfer the vision and the knowledge onto Vicky, to a point where she became a full-time employee and was now running with the project.
Yep.
But now Vicky will then, so it was like, for example, we got Qualcomm as a sponsor for the camp. That was all Vicky. I had nothing to do with it.
Wow.
She found the initiative. I just gave her like a tip, like, you know, maybe try people like this, blah, blah, blah. And then she just did the groundwork and she made it happen.
Wow.
But it worked for the whole team. So, like, thing is, people...
Did you give her credit for that?
Duh!
Because that's one of the things, where our own employers mess up. They won't give you credit for good work. It's just a minimal... Yeah. You know, they act like it's easy, but really there was a lot of work that went into
making that happen. It is hard. Working, like, as an entrepreneur, I value how difficult it is. Because I've been doing it for a year on my own.
Yeah.
And also, I think being a parent. I don't know. Maybe being a parent has made it. I understand the value of I understand the value of positive affirmation.
Yeah.
It does more. I mean, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Wow, that's so deep.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just be not, if someone has done a good thing, acknowledge it and praise them for it. The same
you
way
must
when
commend
you
them for it, yeah.
Do unto others as you want, you know, to be done unto you.
Yeah.
When I do something dope, I want to get credit and I want to be, you know, at least appreciated, even if my name isn't put on it, but at least appreciated for it.
Yeah.
Yo, if that's what I want, surely other people want the same thing, right?
Right.
So, I mean, that's my thinking, and I think that should generally be everyone's adopting. And I mean, that another thing that Vusi had raised was also that, look, never ask your employees to do something that you wouldn't do yourself. So he was talking about how he actually serves people tea himself.
Wow.
The CEO of this huge venture capital firm, millionaire guy, youngest director of a listed company in South Africa, makes tea for his visitors.
Wow.
Like, he's like, yeah, if I step out of my office and I'll say, you know, I want to go to the loo or something, and I see someone sitting in reception, I will offer them a cup of tea. And if they want a cup of tea, I'll go and I'll make the cup of tea myself, and I'll bring them a cup of tea.
Wow. That is so profound.
Because a cup of tea is not about having a tea lady who calling Auntie Ningi to make Ningi a cup of tea.
Yeah.
A cup of tea, what does a cup of tea stand for? A cup of tea stands for welcoming people, isn't it?
It's another way of saying hi.
Yeah, it's
you're
welcome.
Important.
You're welcome into our space. Let me make you comfortable. That's what a cup of tea represents. It doesn't represent somebody's job.
Yeah.
And so I think, there were so many gems. Like, I could just go on and on and on. But like, he really shared some amazing things. And I thought it was very interesting how it was actually a free event. It was free. The event was 100% free, and the auditorium was not full. A lot of people didn't know. The auditorium.
I didn't know.
The auditorium was
I honestly didn't know.
The auditorium was not full. I assumed that there was a cover charge. So even when I went there, with my face ready, I had my, I need to get into this thing. And they were like, yeah, okay, sure.
Wait, Stuart Bank put this together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Stuart Bank.
Where was it happening again?
Rainbow Towers. HICC,
All right. Because I think I saw a flyer.
Mm.
But when I saw Vusi, I automatically thought, $100.
Yeah, right? I actually thought it was about $100, $150.
And I was like, yeah, all right, let's just skip it.
Totally free.
Free. Wow.
And I was so impressed by that. And also disappointed in a way, because I feel like it wasn't advertised well.
It wasn't.
It wasn't advertised well outside of a flyer that went around on social media.
It wasn't.
Didn't really go around like proper. It was
it
like,
wasn't.
I saw it by mistake, and like, I was so disappointed. I was like, how do you have this great mind come and you don't make huge noise about it? You don't partner with people. You don't have everyone there. You don't even have ZBC there.
Yeah.
You got no one. And like, you just got a couple of people who got the memo, and it became this elitist thing, which I thought was rubbish.
Isn't that what happens all the time, though?
I guess,
especially hardly back ever, here, maybe. Everything kind of turns into some sort of elitist.
Dude, and it was
event
weird.
And
I didn't get it. You know, I really was so saddened deep in my heart. I had a couple of friends who I was actually. I was like live tweeting to them, like directly into their inboxes, like, yo, I wish you were here, my guy, but let me tell you word for word what this guy is saying.
Right.
Because, like, my heart was sore. My heart was so sore. Like, yo, people have missed out on gold because I feel like so many more people needed to hear what was said today.
I know, I would have appreciated it.
But I think the talk was recorded. But it's not the same. It's not the same
as being in there.
You know, I mean, because, yeah, you'll have excuses why you can't watch the video, your data, or whatever, or stupid. You know, watching stuff online is not easy. It's not the cheapest thing to do in Zim.
True.
You know, but here you had this free thing. All you needed was your dollar for the combi to make sure you can get there, and your meals are sorted out. And you just had to be there. All you had to do was be there. And I'm so disappointed. Like, I think I'm going to, like, share this to your bank. Like, I'm really disappointed in you guys. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you could have made a bigger effort. Not just send it to the hubs that you know. Like, put it out there. Share it with people so that everyone can go.
But
you know what I mean?
I think that's the thing, though. They will share it with their people. With their people.
And
with
then
the
their people will elitist.
Exactly.
And the hubs will not share it to everybody
exactly.
else. So tell the media about it. Tell us. But, you know, that's a really... So I don't know. I don't know what went wrong there. I need to know. Maybe next time we can actually try and get Lance in here and ask him, Lance, what happened? Why were there no people at a free event with the youngest director of a listed company who's already a millionaire under the age of 30? And he's talking to people for free, and you pay them. And I don't understand, why is it like this? And, you know, even like the customer service to go on that, like, just that some of the hostesses that were there were like, you know, it felt like
I know.
It felt like I was calling into report a problem. That's how they were kind of behaving. It was whack.
I know.
You know,
I know.
So I think we still have so far to go.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, kudos to. Still, you know, in the same breath, kudos, well done for putting this event together. For those of us that were there, I'm sure we were, for lack of a better word, edified. We
just a recap, what was it called again?
The National Entrepreneur Forum.
So is this
National Entrepreneurs
National
Forum?
National Entrepreneur.
This was the first one.
All right.
And so, national and like the national broadcaster wasn't even there. I don't understand.
I don't understand either. So hopefully they can have more of either.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're gonna have more.
Yeah, well, this was the first one, so hopefully there'll be another one next year. Maybe they were scared it would be a flop. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. Moving on.
So all right, we were supposed to have a guest tonight.
You know me, I'm gonna just keep quiet.
We were supposed to have a guest tonight, but he did send an apology, so
I don't know.
I can't really. I can't really shoot down about that.
I'm gonna just keep quiet
because he put out an apology. So
was that what that was? Okay.
I'm gonna let that start.
All right. So I'm kind of disappointed in that. But anyway, look. If you're not gonna come to the show. Just like tell us in advance, or if you don't feel like it, just at least a day in advance. You know what I mean? Because like it's so whack. Because we get up here and we all like prepared, and we prepared some like really like weird questions for you, and then you don't pitch up, and now like we can't ask each other these weird questions. You know what I'm saying? So like, please just like give us a heads up, because like, you know, I know we're not like a huge national broadcast or anything, but it's Capital 263. It's kind of a big deal in my books.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know I may not have a couple of K, like tens of thousands of followers or whatever, and we're not like this huge thing or whatever, but like we actually really value having our guests here, and it means a lot. So please, y'all, just give us a proper heads up. Like, if you don't want to come, or if you don't feel it, just say, we won't take it personally. Just say, no.
Absolutely not.
You just say, I'm busy. Slay or something.
I would never take it personally. All right. So, we're moving on to the soundbite.
All right. What you got? I'm so
You're
going to
love this one.
Oh, no. I know I'm not going to love it now.
When I was 17, I saw pictures of curvy celebrities in magazines. They looked amazing. It was then I knew I wanted a big bum. I have a lot of surgeries. Breast augmentation, 3 Brazilian butt lifts, fillers, Botox over the face. I had a lot. When I walk around, I feel all the jiggle. And I'm getting like horny for myself.
Huh?
And I think that's the best feeling you can have.
Natasha's next planned procedure is another Brazilian butt lift.
You're about 190 centimeters around your butt. I'm 184. You know that the measurements yeah. arm to arm is the same as your length. Yeah. So your butt is as long as I am.
As Natasha is committed to gaining weight on her bum, its size has an impact on simple things.
It's really difficult because I can't, like, sit like this because you have space between my bum and the back, like this. And when I'm flying, I need, like, two chairs because the seatbelt, it's not enough, so I need two. It's difficult. I love my job and I don't want to do anything else. You can have a big bum and earn a lot of money.
Okay. Elliot. What's her job? I love my job. What's her actual job?
I think she's a model.
Oh,
she's an Instagram.
Is that what they call it? She's a thot.
She's an Instagram model.
Thot.
Yeah, she's a thotty. Hotty thotty. What do you think?
No. Of course it's a no.
Big butt problems.
It's a no. No, guy. Like, what are you doing? Honestly, what happens? Yo, sis, like, what is it? Just like. Yo, people who, like, pump stuff into their body to change its shape or whatever, like, yo,
But she's feeling it. She's feeling it.
Yo,
she's like, yo.
And she, like, super happy, but, like, yeah. You can't fit in anything.
I have a big bum.
Yeah. I'm so happy. I make
You can make so much money from big bum. I am so happy.
I saw it and I love it. And I said, I have to have this bum. Like, yo, I don't know. I think he's weird. Again, like, yep, I don't want to be racist. Yep. I'm going to just keep quiet.
You know, that's becoming a thing now.
I feel like it's a
valid. Every soundbite I play, everyone knows this. They put that disclaimer.
I
don't want to be racist.
I think.
And I don't do it intentionally. I just come across these soundbites.
No, my
And guy. It just so happens that it's...
So let me tell you some. I think you need to find one. Okay. Here is your homework
to balance it out.
Find one with someone who is melanin charged.
Yeah.
And if you can find something weird, and it's a melanin person, yeah. I will give you kudos because right now, so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying. But again, I am not racist. I love every race. We all bleed the same blood. But
we all do.
Like, there's a pattern here.
Yeah. It's freaky though.
You know what? In my life, yeah. After all of my years of education, yeah. And my mother putting the food inside of my body, what I want to do is I just want to make a big bum. What?
And then last week it was acting like a toddler. I don't know.
What do you think?
I was shocked. But then at the same time, I thought to myself, well, isn't this like an indirect compliment to black people?
The money from that big bum. I'm just sitting with juicy.
All right, we're gonna next week is on.
Yeah, you've got homework.
Yeah.
This was actually super fun. So I'm gonna take the celebrity story section.
Yeah.
As you know, I met a celebrity today, guys.
Yeah.
And I declared that, you know, this is bae.
Yeah.
Juicy is bae now.
Yeah.
So we were trying to take a picture. With the dude, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I just, I'm not gonna say much because maybe people are listening to this, but essentially, I happened to now be in the same space as this guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was lunch.
Uh huh.
So, the table that he was on was full.
Yeah.
So, I sat the table. Literally, I was goatee to goatee with this guy. I was like, I just wanna be in the same peripheral. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so like my friend who I'm chilling with, actually I was chilling with my coach. I have like a personal coach, a leadership coach.
Yeah.
And my coach was like, yo, let's try and get a picture. And I was like, okay, just chill. Then this one guy came, you know, a friend of my coach's, and my coach, he's like, yo, I'm going to take my phone. I'm going to take a picture of this dude. And plus, he had just sat down, and he had his plate in front of him, right? So I was kind of like, you know, maybe just... And then
what was he like? Did he
bumbad. So this guy bumbad so hard because, excuse me, he didn't even ask. He literally just like squatted down, like grabbed him by the shoulders and was like, yo, Busy, let's take a picture. And Busy was like, no. I was like, yo,
are you
serious? I had never distanced myself so far away from another human being. I literally flew across the room like, what? We're not like, from the same squad.
You're like, I don't know you right
like,
now.
He was like, yo, no, not before I eat. Like, I'm about to eat. Can't you see I'm just about to eat?
Shh, and I was
like,
that?
Yes. And I was like, don't. No, guys. Oh, my God. It was so bad. Have you ever died a thousand deaths, guys? I was so shy for him. So I distanced myself. I flew to the other end of the room, right?
Yeah.
So now, okay, towards the end of lunch. And, you know, the host is now like, yo, people have to, yo, got 5 more minutes. We have to go. Then that's when everyone started. He then stood up. And I think he was now, like, in photo mode. So he actually has, like, a photo mode. So he was like, 20 people with a straight face. And then photo mode. Right? So I'm like, okay, this is really creepy. It's like so rehearsed.
Yeah.
So like literally people started mobbing and I was like, I don't wanna be that guy. So my coach is like, come on, Aura. You have been
once in a lifetime.
So what? If we are part of the squad.
Selfie.
And he literally said, he literally picked me up by the hand and he goes, we're going to get that selfie. You are getting your selfie. It's your bae, Aura. Don't you want a selfie with your bae? That's how it goes. He's like, okay, go. So he stood up and he was like, Aura, come on. And yeah, he was strategic about it. He actually started taking, like, yo, give me your phone. Let me take a picture for you. So he was suddenly the cameraman, right?
Oh, wow.
Which is so funny. And I was like, okay. And I was just standing really awkwardly. And it's like the closer I got to him, I actually forgot my name. Namwari. I'm not even joking. I was like, what am I? What? Who am I?
What do
who am
do?
I? Because the closer I got, then he's like, you know, it's real. And he's a tall dude. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I get really close. My coach gets this photo. And now he looks like he's about to leave. And my coach is like, he's like, we still haven't got it. And he goes, talk to him, Aura. Because he was literally like a get foot him. Away from me. Like,
yeah.
Yo, I could smell him.
You smelled him. Oh man. I can't deal with this.
And so I found my voice and it sounded like a 15-year-old.
Sham.
I don't know what happened. Like all the grown woman, my whole motherness left in that moment. I was like, hello, hi. Please may I get please. And I think he saw, I think it was like almost fear. He saw the fear on my face.
You were like Oliver Twist asking for soup.
Dude, like, please, man.
Shema, please.
And I just said to him, look, I know, I'm sorry. I know I came, but I wasn't even finishing my sentences. I was like, I'm sorry. I know you're done and you want to, like, but, please may I have a photo with you? And then he looked at me. He actually stopped because, like, with everyone, he was just very, like, next. He was literally going, like, okay, next, because it was, like, a squad.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, it's okay. And he just looked at me and he goes, it's okay. All right. Okay, sweetie, where's your camera? And I was, like, he's holding it. And he goes, come, let's get a good one.
Oh.
And then we took the photo. And then after, I was, like, thank you so much. And he goes, you're very welcome.
Wow, that's
and
profound.
Then he shook
yeah.
my hand and then he left. And I was, like, guys. Oh my gosh.
So you're never gonna wash your hands.
Huh?
Ever again. You're never
no
gonna
guys,
wash
forget
hands.
Cholera guys. I'm not washing my hands. I'm just saying. And like as I leaned in for that selfie, I'm just saying whatever brand he uses
yeah.
of cologne is a good yeah. one. And it was awesome. Like, thank you so much, Fusi, for giving me a photo, even though you were trying to leave. And I'm really happy about it because for me it was so cool to listen and meet to an entrepreneur
right.
who has achieved so much in such a short space of time and who's the same age. You know, that's really
that's really inspiring.
so inspiring.
That's really inspiring.
Yeah. So yeah, all the guys, I just need you to know that I'm sorry, but we'll see, guys. Like, so.
Don't worry, guys. There's always a twist meter. I'm there for you.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Then they'll all be my sawiras. Yay.
Anyway. All right.
Yes.
I believe we've come to the end.
It's the end. It's just this show. Finished.
Yes.
My name is Aura, aka Aura the Poet, aka My Tandy, aka the girl who got a selfie with Vusi. So much.
Today was all about Vusi.
It's a Vusi episode.
I couldn't even get my 2 cents in.
Whoa. You know what? You'll forgive me. I'm usually really quiet during these podcasts.
No, but this was good.
We're going to put his photo.
Very insightful.
We're going to put his photo and we're going to put my selfie on the artwork.
Are you going to make a bubblegum statue of Uzi?
Oh my God.
Keep it in your wardrobe. Okay.
God.
All right. Too much info. All right. Thank you all for listening. It's your boy, The Twist. You can follow me on my personal page, Facebook. And you can follow The Juice at THEDJEUCE for some more of this fascinating content.
Yeah. Yes.
Special shout out to Capital 263 for making this happen. Free to say it, free to do it.
Always.
Yeah.
Bye.
Peace.